Cold Blood continues now. At Ellsworth Research Centre, deep in the Antarctic, Russell Bowers is recovering after his incredible trek across the ice. Meanwhile, Commander Taft and the meteorologist Anaya are travelling to Mitchell Bluff to find out what they can about the attack on Bowers and his team.
Cold Blood by Simon Bovey. Part 2. Cold Heart.
There's a crevasse 100 yards ahead. Steer 060.
060. You got the hang of that sonar now?
I think so.
Okay. Halfway between Ellsworth and Mitchell Bluff. You seen anything of the Adzac cat yet?
Nothing on infrared. Could it be buried by snow? We missed it.
Not yet. We should have seen it pretty clearly on this ice shelf.
More light would help.
Well, this is as bright as it gets until August. Hang on, I'll charge up the floods.
What's the fire on the horizon?
Progress. Gas burn-off from the oil rigs on the Ross Sea.
It can't be. That's over 2,000 kilometres away.
Air's clearer here, at least for now. Mind your eyes. Here goes.
I had no idea.
Beautiful, isn't it? We have pierced the veneer of outside things. Suffered, starved, and triumphed. We have seen God in his splendours, heard the text that nature renders. We have reached the naked soul of man.
What was that?
Shackleton. Well, there's something like that anyway.
That's wonderful.
So, you want to watch that monitor before we have an unexpected pit stop?
Right.
Speech to the European Parliament today, the Prime Minister claimed there was no evidence to suggest that the slowing of the Gulf Stream was anything more than a natural process.
In here.
And in other news...
Oh, you coming for a smoke, oh? Rod's baked cakes.
It'll cut into my cocktail hour. You want one?
A vodka'd waste me this early.
And mainly orange juice. Anything from Nat?
Not yet. Hey, what do you think the gun was all about?
Well, it's like he said, insurance.
What from? Penguins? This has all gone pretty real in a hurry. 11 people missing. I mean, these days with SATCOMs, GPS and burst radios, how can that happen?
It's been a bad storm, Max.
It's winter, it's always bad. I looked it up. Do you know, the last scientist to die on BAS territory was 1966. This was the safest place on the planet up till yesterday.
133 dead Americans at McMurdo might disagree with you about
that. Well, that was their territory. It doesn't count.
Max, shut up and have a drink.
Is Bowers still here?
I passed him fit a couple of hours ago. He went straight to the lab to work on changing the world.
Do you think he means it?
Well, he's got the credentials. Cambridge and Johns Hopkins. If he says he's found something important, then I, for one, am listening.
Dr. Marks.
Oh, talk of the devil.
In here, Mr. Bowers.
Oh, Max. Actually, it was you I was looking for. Oh,
get in line.
I need Canicaidae. Ice fish. Important for my research.
Oh, right. The sea ice is over 8 feet thick at the moment.
And there's no way I'm allowing you to dive after what you've been through. It's far too risky.
There's always risk in being alive, Doctor. The more alive you are, the more risk there is. But I assure you, I don't intend to dive. 3 or 4 fish traps under the ice will do.
Oh, you mean bore fishing? Oh, yeah, okay, we can do that. When did you have in mind?
No time like the present.
Now?
It is important.
Oh, okay, well, give us an hour to load the caterpillar.
Thank you, Max.
Are you okay, Mr. Bowers? Maybe you should come back to
my... No, I'm fine. It's just hot in here.
Does it feel hot in here to you?
A lot hotter than it's going to be out on the shelf.
I shall come with you.
Full of vodka?
I've had one. But you're right. Maybe it's not a good idea.
I'll pull Paul off for maintenance. He'll enjoy it. And actually, it'll be good to get out for a while. Hey, Paul, it's Max. You fixed that pump yet? Paul? Paul, this is Max. Anyone? Have you seen Paul?
There it is.
I can't see it.
Up ahead.
You can just see the roof.
This is a lot further than he said, isn't it?
67 degrees west, 54 degrees south. It's 86 miles out.
He walked from here.
Yeah, it's an Adzac cat. There's no one inside. Where the hell are they?
Nat, come and look at this.
What do you think that is?
Blood?
This seems to be very slow, Max.
Yeah, stick ice. And you might want to stand back. The water has a habit of gushing up once you're through.
I have used ice drills before.
Yeah, yeah, it's just if we get wet out here, we'll freeze faster than the bankrupt's assets, you know? Frostbite in 2 seconds.
I'm fine.
Right, right. So, ice fish, eh? Never seen one. You know, we used to get a daily penguins nesting along here, but we haven't had them for the past couple of years. I miss them. Funny little fellas.
There's nothing here for them anymore.
Oh, I suppose not.
You have no idea, do you?
What?
Out there is the most fertile sea in the world, where plankton breed, the base of the food chain, and we're polluting it. The biomass has shifted already. There's no fish, so nothing for the Adelies. The food chain here is very, very fragile and very short. Once a link is broken, the chain is lost.
Deja doo-doo.
What?
Finding ourselves in the same crap again. The rainforest, the tundra, now Antarctica. God knows we never learn.
If there is a God, I suspect he long ago abandoned this place.
Yeah, but if you think about it, here we are, no fur, no blubber, but we're going fishing when it's 20 below and through ice that's thicker than I am tall. You have to admire us for our adaptability.
Admire? Max, in 1823, just 6 years after Antarctica was discovered, the fur seal was almost extinct from Georgia to the Kerguelen Archipelago. And why? Coats. Fur coats.
Yeah, but...
whole herds would be systematically slaughtered with no thought for tomorrow. And here's man doing it again, only this time on a global scale. Once the sea is dead, everything's dead. How can you admire that?
Well, when you put it... Get back, it's through! Oh, hell! Quick, inside the caterpillar! Mr. Merrick, get inside!
It's a lonely-looking place.
And according to Bowers, it shouldn't even be here. He told me they fled because the whole of Mitchell Bluff was ablaze.
Doesn't look like there's been a fire. It's in a bad way, though.
Yeah. Entrance is over here. Come on.
Nat, what are those? Bullet holes.
They look like, yeah. That much of Bauer's story is true.
They are. So that's why you brought the gun. What happened here?
I hope that's what we'll find out. Stay behind me. Off. Shell cases. 9mm. A lot of them, too.
Nat, what if whoever did this is still here?
Then we can ask them what happened. This way.
Dinner's still on the table.
Yeah. Something went wrong in a hurry.
What?
Gas cylinders have gone.
Do you think that maybe Adzac airlifted them off or something? You know, to investigate.
Careful. Watch where you're treading.
What? Oh, God! Is this more blood? Nat, let's go. Something bad happened here.
Hey, no, just calm down. Get it done when you're doing it. Think about it when it's over, all right?
Okay.
And step round it.
I'm sorry. You know.
Yeah, I'm pretty freak myself.
many people were living here?
Well, Bowers said 12. Hang on. Radio room. Let me check. It's Fritz. Aerial relays have been smashed. Let's find the lab.
Wow. Someone sure did a number on this.
There, I guess, cylinders. Hey, look at this. Someone's used them as flamethrowers. See the scorch marks up at the wall?
Is there anything that isn't broken? Even the computers are smashed.
And the doors have been forced. There was a struggle here, some kind of fight.
Nat, look at this. There's a liquid in the centrifuge here that hasn't frozen.
What? It's got to be minus 15 or less.
Then how can that be?
No, don't touch it! Don't touch anything! Let's check out the whole station before we start picking over things. This way. No wonder it's cold. Something's where's the back door open. You might want to wait there.
Why?
You just might want to.
I'm a scientist. It took me unawares back there, that's all. But I'm okay now.
Don't say I didn't warn you.
Oh my God, what happened to his face?
Skua gulls. They ate what they could until whoever it is froze.
Bridget Hansen. He's a she.
I know that name.
So you should. She's a Nobel Prize winner.
Dear God, what happened here? Nat, I think there must have been some kind of group hysteria. If the cold and...
Nova forgets the big picture. It's the details that count.
How do you mean?
The lab was trashed methodically. Everything in there was broken. Secondly, the radio was sabotaged. And finally, there are 12 people living here. Some of them sat down to eat a meal. Now, you don't do that if you're paranoid.
Well, where is everybody?
Bowers, Burke and Garrett left in a cat. Bridget isn't going anywhere. And there are four here.
What?
Here. You don't dig graves for people if you're fleeing from gunmen.
Is that what he told you?
Someone attacked this place, but not in the way he made out. Come on.
Where to?
Back to Ellsworth.
Find him?
No one's seen him since this morning. You probably saw him last.
This isn't like Paul. Something must have happened to him, Deb. I'm going to grab a skidoo and check outside.
Well, hang on. I'll come with you. I'll just get my parka.
Here. Did Bowers come and see you?
No. Why?
Oh, he knew it. I told him to, but does he listen?
Slow down, Max. Why did you tell him to see me?
We were boring holes for his precious fish traps. And I told him it's likely to gush, but he stood right near the edge and got drenched. Cold and dry is one thing, but cold and wet, you're freezing.
And what was he wearing?
Well, bunny boots and windies, same as me.
What about underneath?
I didn't check out the man's knickers, Deb.
I meant he might have been wearing a dry suit. He's drilled holes before, and if it was me, I'd be wearing one.
Well, maybe you had to be there. You ready?
It's the only building left to check. And if he came out of the boiler room and kept going straight, he'd have hit it eventually.
Can't see a thing.
Stay there. The lights are over. Oh!
You're right.
Yeah. Wildest trip I've had in... Bloody hell, Paul. Paul, mate, are you okay?
Let me look at him.
Deb, his neck...
What the hell did that?
Ellsworth, this is Taft. Come in. Over. Max, are you there? Damn it.
It's the Aurora. It wipes everything out.
Great.
We're coming into an area of fern ice. I can't get a reading ahead.
Well, do your best.
Maybe we should slow down a bit.
I want to get back tonight.
Nat, wait!
Hang on!
were slaughtered.
That was hairy. It doesn't look that big a crevasse. Bloody transmission slipped, otherwise we'd have got clear.
Can we move it?
No. The trailer's stuck fast. We're gonna have to lose it. Okay. I'll have to cable the snowcat so she doesn't slide. Then I'll tank as much fuel as I can from the reserves.
Will we have enough?
We'll be on fumes, but yeah, we'll have enough. We won't make it tonight, though.
What can I do to help?
Just get warm. Pitch the tent. Get the primus going and the chocolate on. This is going to be cold work.
Lock the door. One, two...
You ever seen anything like that?
Only in the movies.
What the hell happened to him?
I'm not even sure I want to know. There's a puncture wound this side of his neck. And then it's been ripped forward. But there was no blood on the floor, was there? Oh, God. Took out the windpipe and half the spine with it. Head's just held on with skin.
How can he be frozen like that, but the blood's still wet?
I don't know.
Well, what do you mean you don't know? You gotta know. You're the doctor. I mean, what the hell's going on?
Max.
We need to tell...
Max? All right, Max. Breathe into the bag. Just a panic attack. That's right. Slow.
I'm okay. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Hey, you beat me to it is all.
This is all going to hell, Deb.
Tell me about it.
What do we tell the others?
Well, we tell them we've found him. We tell them he got lost outside. But whatever we do, we don't mention his throat.
Here, hot chocolate.
Thanks. Well, that's good. Well, the cat's okay. And without the trailer, we should make better time. 4-5 hours.
Pressure's dropped. That frontal system I was worried about is moving in.
Well, sooner we're away from that, the better then.
What do you think happened, Nat? They were just researchers. Why would anyone want to kill them?
Greed.
What do you mean?
When I first came out here, this was a pristine environment. We barely made a mark on the coast. But since the Osaka Protocol, biotechnology companies have turned this into gold rush country. There's a race to exploit the extremophiles that thrive here. Unique enzymes that will revolutionise industrial processes, create new antibiotics, new elixirs of life. It's the lure of capturing lightning in a bottle. There are fortunes to be made, and some people would do anything to get it.
You're talking about industrial espionage.
Whatever it is, Bowers knows more than he's telling us. Have you managed to raise base?
Still the same, just static.
Ellsworth, this is Taft. Come in, over.
I told you, it's the Aurora. Here, you can see it. There. It's at its peak at the moment. It's funny. Even though I know it's just ions in the upper atmosphere, I still think it's magical. So quiet here. So beautiful. So isolated. We could be the last two people on the planet. I can see now why Max loves to come out onto the ice.
Yeah. I sometimes think if God's anywhere, then he's here.
I can believe that. It's a special place.
I'm glad you think so. Though how special it'll stay remains to be seen. It's changed so much in 10 years. The ice is thinner, winter's more extreme, and the summer's warmer.
We should have kept this place as it was.
I thought Osaka was meant to do that, allow for sustainable, eco-friendly extraction of resources.
What are that craps for the tourists and Aya? We do what we always do. Control things, diminish them. We make them man-size, and by doing so, we lose something. Mystery, I guess.
Isn't there a little too much mystery out there tonight?
Yes. And a kind of violence this continent's never seen before.
Don't. Please, Nat. Just for a moment. Hold me, please.
What are you playing at?
This is
a cruel and vicious place, Anaya. It looks beautiful, but that's just a disguise. Romantic ideals don't cut it. That's why I came. That's why I stay. It's simple here.
I'm sorry.
Just pack up the tent. I'll start warming the cat.
Oh, please, Nat. Let's not go because... Oh, damn.
Simple here? No. Yesterday it was simple. Now it's like everywhere else. They say the Arctic's a killer, but Antarctica is a mass murderer that looks nice. That's its disguise. And it's fooled us all at times. People have died here from accidents, from stupidity, from being too brave, but they've never been cold-bloodedly murdered before. And I have no frame of reference. I can't rely on Bauer's story, it's too unclear. The snowcat they took from Mitchell Bluff wasn't where he claimed it would be, and he can't have walked that far. Even the distance he claims is unbelievable. And where are Burke, Garrett, and the four other missing members of his team? Something terrible happened. That's really all I know. I'm trying to do a jigsaw puzzle and I can't see the picture on the box. But if I was a rival company out to steal a world-changing drug, I wouldn't have used guns. It's too much evidence. I'd have burnt the place down completely, made it look like an accident. Just another tragedy, not a massacre.
Not much of a welcome committee. Where is everybody?
Deb? Max? Max? That's Nat.
You don't think...
Listen! Whoa, let's find out who it is before you brain them with a fire axe. Now, come in here. Get ready to run when I say.
I am ready.
Oh, boss!
Oh, thank God!
Sorry to give you bad news before you even got your coat off, boss. I did try to radio you, but I couldn't get a signal.
Neither could we.
Suicide?
It would be impossible to do that much damage without dying before you'd finished it. And anyway, you'd make a hell of a mess, but there was hardly any blood where we found him. In fact, he was completely exsanguinated.
What?
Blood dry.
Oh.
So if he did kill himself, someone moved him over there.
Which is unlikely.
Not to mention weird.
So say it. We have a murderer on the base.
Oh, come on. Who'd want to kill Paul?
Maybe he saw something he shouldn't have.
Like what?
Well, we saw...
But we don't know. How's Bauer's been holding up?
Fine. He's kept away from me, which is all I ask of people. He's kept Max pretty busy, though.
Yeah, he needed specimens. Ice fish.
What for?
You know me, boss. I'm a firm believer in ignorance. Since then, he's taken up residency in the lab. I don't think he likes people much.
Sounds like Bowers. Okay. I'm going over there.
Well, hang on. What happened out there? What did you find at Mitchell Bluff?
Lies.
Bowers?
Home is the hero.
It's cold in here.
Is it?
We need to talk.
I can't wait. Only, as you can see, I'm terribly busy.
Thought you'd like to know. I found your snow cat.
I knew you would.
Burke and Garrett never got further than their radio message.
Mm-hmm.
Bowers, are you listening to me?
I'm sorry, Nathaniel. I have to do these analyses now. Can this wait?
God, man, no!
Now you've got some time on your hands.
Don't you know what you've done? I have critical experiments going on in here.
Tell me.
I wouldn't know where to start.
Well, take a stab.
You have a very aggressive way of asking a question.
You have an evasive way of not answering.
I've told you all I know.
You haven't told me a damn thing. Look, Bowers, you've had the most amazing comeback since Lazarus, I'll give you that, but there is no way I'm going to believe you walked from where I found your cat. That's over 18 miles, twice the distance you claim. You simply wouldn't make it.
Never underestimate the tenacity of life.
Actually, it's death I keep thinking about. I saw the graves. I saw Bridget Hansen with her face chewed off, and I found a hell of a lot of blood. But I can't account for four members of your team, so what happened? Where are they?
It was very confusing. I told you, there was a fire.
There was no fire! Bowers! Give me something.
This is a hard continent. Bad things happen, isn't that its appeal? Why we come? To strive, to seek, to find, and not to yield. Do you know that, Nathaniel?
It's engraved on the cross at Hut Point, in honour of Scott, amongst others.
To seek and to find. Nothing else matters. All other considerations are meaningless. Don't you see that? Scott knew. Drove on past the point at which Shackleton turned back despite punishing weather because he wanted the knowledge that's out there.
I seem to remember he died. Better a live donkey than a dead lion.
Ah, a Scott man or a Shackleton man? Don't you think it defines what kind of person you are?
Never gave it much thought.
To seek and to find. But we need to be careful what questions we ask, Nathaniel. Because the answers we get might not be the ones we sought. Believe me, I know.
And what have you found?
Hope.
You're not going to change a story?
Is it a story?
You know it is. But I think I can do better. You've got a drug, something some people will pay a lot of money for, and you decide not to give it to Adzac. That's your revenge for Lauren's death. You sold it to their rivals, and maybe Hansen found out and was going to tell someone. So something had to be done. Now, maybe you called in support, or you're in cahoots with the other four members of your team. Hell, maybe even that's gone wrong. There's no honour among thieves, and you always did forge your own path.
Very imaginative.
It wasn't much of a reach.
Do you really think so little of me?
I don't think of you at all. I'm just giving you a chance to come clean.
You always were weak.
You're giving me no choice. I'm sorry, Bowers, but I'm confining you to quarters.
I'm confined here.
You're coming inside the station until you decide to share with me what happened at Mitchell Bluff. I'm locking Ellsworth down.
It's 30 below. No one can get in, no one can get out, and it's dark, Nathaniel. We're already locked down.
Sabotage, assassination squads, and an increasingly strange scientist. There is a great deal more trouble in store for Taft and his team when Cold Blood continues at the same time tomorrow. Cold Blood was written by Simon Bovey. It was produced by Mark Beebe and featured Stuart McLaughlin, Helen Longworth, Ndidi Delfate, Tim McMullen, and Tom Mannion.